Now in chapter 11, we come now to that which is quite intimate. Paul now speaks of these folk who are joined to the living Christ. Oh, it's so important today for us to see that. I'm more and more convinced that the message of this epistle is a message all of us need. It's been beneficial to me. I've spent more time studying this epistle this time than any other book I've come to in the Bible, and I found it's had a real message for my own heart. Maybe I've just been talking to myself, but my feeling is there's a tremendous message here. And he says, would to God, chapter 11, now verse 1, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. I came to Corinth, I preached the gospel, a church came into existence, and I espoused this church, these people, these believers, to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And I can't overemphasize this today, the simplicity that is in Christ. Oh, today we need more simplicity in getting the Word of God out. I'm so tired of especially young preachers today, and they are just the fruit of our seminaries, who are trying to be intellectual. I heard a young man the other day. I couldn't tell what he was talking about. And after I listened to him for 15 minutes, I was convinced he didn't know what he was talking about. He was trying to be intellectual, and he was ending up by saying nothing. May I say to you, what he needed to do is to give out the Word of God, the simplicity that's in Christ. Oh, how that's needed today. Now, you will note that this great man, he's opened up, as it were, his heart to us. And you will notice that in this chapter, he's going to mention this several times. He says, verse 16, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. And then he speaks of boasting that it's foolish. And then verse 19, for ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. Well, of course, he's using sarcasm there on a very high plane. Now, Paul has made it very clear in this section that the enemy was busy in Corinth. That little minority had stirred up trouble against him, and they were trying to discredit his ministry. He explains to them why he didn't spend more time with them. He says, I'm an evangelist. That is, I'm a missionary, for that's really the word. And he says, I don't want to build on another man's foundation. And Paulus has been there, and Peter's been there, and ministered to you, and you've heard these men now, and I'm moving on out to the frontier. And that's the reason, because this is my ministry, this is my service. Now, he says, I want to let you know that I have a ministry, and that I am an apostle, I'm an accredited apostle. And then he goes on to say, I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. Why was this man willing, actually, to make himself a fool, as it were, for them? Well, he said, because I'd much rather speak of Christ than defend myself. But it's now necessary with this little group to defend myself, and so I'm speaking foolishly. Well, what does it mean to speak foolishly, and what is the word foolishness? And the fool in the Greek. I think that stupidity, ignorance, or egotism, all of these are meanings of the word. It means actually mindlessness, no purpose in it. That is, it doesn't serve the great purpose of getting out the gospel. And yet Paul feels called upon to do it. And he said, suffer me to be foolish for just a few moments. And he defends his apostleship. This is the method of Satan, as we shall see. The devil, at the very beginning, persecuted the church. And he found out he wasn't hurting it. In fact, the matter is, the church never grew as it did those first 100 years. And it swept across the Roman Empire. And by 315 A.D., why, it had gone into every nook and corner of the Roman Empire. And it was during the time of persecution. Well, the devil didn't hurt the church. Then what happened? He decided to join it. And that's when he began to hurt the church. But he began to make his attack upon the Word of God. And that didn't work. And then he did what he always does. He made his attack upon the man who believe and teach the Word of God. In other words, in this case, he hasn't been able to discredit the gospel, so now he attempts to discredit the Apostle Paul. And he goes on to say here that for this reason, that he'd rather preach Christ than do this, but he's doing it because he's jealous over them. He loves them. And he's afraid that the serpent that beguiled Eve, and don't think of the serpent as a crawling creature, it was the shining one. He's an angel of light, remember. He beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And again, I call your attention to the fact that the gospel is simple. We hear so much today about the intellectual approach. Honestly, I think you need to be aware of that. Every seminary today is trying to make young men intellectual preachers. And today, the gospel needs to be given with sanctified common sense. That is the thing that's so desperately needed.